beautiful day today. It has been raining here for the last few days. Not storming, but just raining straight down. Everything's really beautifully green in New Vajradham. And the sky now, though, is completely clear. It's not a cloud in the sky. So this morning we took Govardhan Lal out and went to some more holy places. And specifically today we're visiting Vrindavan Forest, which is the largest of the forests. And it's looking more and more like a forest than ever before. The trees that have been planted over the last 4, 5, 6 years are really beginning to grow, and I can just see how in 5 years' time my devotee's vision of New Vrindavan will be through the bottom of the trees, or underneath the tree canopy rather than over the top. It's meant to be like a park with beautiful lawns and trees and bushes and creepers and gardens with the houses. And the gardens dotted in between. Anyway, Vrindavan Forest here stretches all the way from Govardhan Giriraj, which is where the first houses on the north side of the village are, and just encompasses all of the village and even beyond to the southern boundary of our property. And the first place is the house where Astasakhi and Radhakund live, which is Srila Rupa Goswami's Samadhi. This year I was very fortunate to receive a memento of something which is perhaps not so fortunate, and that was a piece of Rupa Goswami's Samadhi. It appears that the local Sevites at Radha Damodar Temple are dismantling Rupa Goswami Samadhi, the original constructed by Jiva Goswami, and they're rebuilding it, making some marble thing. I can just imagine. I hope that it will be nice, but I can imagine that Srila Prabhupada wouldn't be very pleased. So I was able to get a brick from Rupa Goswami Samadhi, and it said that that's a brick which was in the area of Rupa Goswami's transcendental body, which actually was from the floor and covered his body. So we'll be installing that in the Samadhi. Actually, all of the homes in New Vrindavan are associated with Samadhis, Bhajan Kutirs, or temples of Vrindavan, so that devotees are in the consciousness that they're living in a holy place, a sacred place. And here is Rupa Goswami's Samadhi. Now in the back of that, there's one place called Pakarpur. And Pakarpur is one of the many places where a very common pastime took place, and that is that the cowherd boys were playing over here and they became very thirsty, so they asked Krishna to do something, and as usual Krishna began to play his flute. Sometimes he pokes his flute in the ground. This time he was just played his flute, and by playing his flute a spring came out, formed a little pond, and the cowherd boys were able to drink. So that's where that takes place. In the house that I stay in, that is the Radha Damodar temple, which is obvious because Radha Damodar is residing here, and so it's also Srila Prabhupada's Bhajan Kutir. And in the northeastern, or actually the eastern corner of the garden, is a place called Haroyala. This is a place where Radha and Krishna were engaged in a game of dice, and guess who won? Srimati Radharani won. Now, there are such things as being a good loser and a bad loser, and Krishna's not a very good loser. He really takes it quite hard sometimes when he loses, especially in the assembly of gopis who ridicule and make fun of him and call him names. Some of the gopis say things like, well, you're good at herding cows, because with herding cows you don't need much more than a cow's intelligence. But to play dice, you have to be somewhat clever, and you haven't gotten that far yet, so better that you don't try to engage in this dice game with us again. Anyway, Krishna went off to sulk, and that's just over in the garden, just outside of Radhakund's house, and that's called Nikunja Mandira. And there's a kunj over there, and temple-like kunj. And there, Srimati Radharani consoled Krishna in different ways. So these two associated pastime places take place here. And then just to the back of both of our homes, there's a certain phenomena that's developed over the last few years. Devotees who will have come here when maybe 10 years ago in New Vrindavan will know that there are hardly any birds here, even, what to speak of animals. Right now we have pheasants walking around here. There's a family of foxes who behave like pets, and they feast off the prasadam remnants. All kinds of birds, rabbits, animals, deer. We have deer on the property because New Rajadam is now fenced off. So whatever animals were in are in, and they're in to stay. And the only way they can get out is through the main road, and they don't usually go in that direction. Anyhow, amongst the birds who came, two big crows came. I don't mean the small crows, I mean the big crows. And of course, the two were male and female, so now we've got quite a few big crows. One of their pastimes is to come to the window of Radha Damodar Temple, my house, and peck at the window around 6 o'clock in the morning. So sometimes when I'm here writing, then I hear this horrendous tapping, 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 because this is no small bird, this is a big bird. And they're out there tapping at their own reflection. Anyway, they're in their nest is in one big tree, and at the foot of that tree is Durvasa Muni's ashram. So my prayers to Durvasa Muni that he'll do something to remove these crows and send them off somewhere else. And just a little north of Durvasa Muni's ashram, this is in the line of trees which demarcates the eastern boundary of the property, is what's called Kamar. Kamar also means blanket. In the wintertime, Krishna wears a blanket-like chadar. And then when he was here playing with the cowherd boys, he lost his blanket. So he came back to look for it, and he did. He found it, and when he found it, he simultaneously also found Durvasa Muni. And of course, Muni didn't have a blanket, didn't have a chadar, so Krishna took pity on him, and he gave his kamar to Durvasa Muni. So that's why that place is called Kamar. And in the little, just beside the little pond that's behind Radha Damodara Temple, and there's a beautiful weeping willow there. I really love weeping willows, and it's still at such a height that all of the branches touch the ground. So when you go under there, it's really like a kunj. It's a one tree kunj. Usually kunjas are formed from many trees overhanging together, and there's also man-made garlands and other things involved here. This is weeping willows are like that. They're really beautiful natural kunjas, but this weeping willow is still, maybe it's only about 5 meters high. When it gets bigger, then the branches will get off the ground. But right now, you can go in the middle of there, and I do sometimes to chant japa, and the branches hang all the way down. The breeze blows through it. There's enough room in between the extremities of the branches to lay down, and it's completely sheltered from the sun. It's really beautiful. Anyway, that place is called Bada Baitana. Baitana means resting place, or Baitak, and Bada means large. Many pastimes took place here. This is where the gopas and gopis play huranga on Dol Purnima. Huranga is a game where girls have sticks and they chase the boys and they beat them. And it's played particularly on Gaur Purnima time. Also, I've seen in Vrindavan, I've seen boys and girls playing that game in the football field. The boys weren't allowed to leave the field, and but they run around inside it, and the girls, they just go after them, and they hit them with sticks, and it sounded pretty serious. Sanatana Goswami also lived here for quite a long time, and this is where Nanda Maharaj would actually bring his counselors and have his tagosti. This is where they would make decisions about different affairs of state, and when they finally decided to move from Vrindavan and go to Nandagram, this is where that decision was made. And that's why I hold our national council meetings often here in this house, when it's here in New Brijadhan, because it's right at the same place where Nanda Maharaj engages in such practices, and therefore we hope that we can get some good guidance and intelligence and direction from such exalted personalities as these. Anyway, there are so many other places, I don't have really time to mention them all. Our next door neighbor is Sharat Bihari, and she lives in Jiva Goswami Samadhi, and behind her is a forest called Nipa Van, the forest of Nipa trees, and in that is also a Krishna Kund, a very beautiful lake where Krishna and Srimati Radharani and the gopis have pastimes. Anyway, devotees who want to participate in this year's parikrama are invited to come to our Namhada camp, which will be taking place 3 days prior to Janmashtami, and we'll be doing a parikrama of, actually we'll be installing the main holy places, which you see on the site being advertised under Braja Project. There are actually still some places to be sponsored, and they're going to prove to be very beautiful, much more beautiful than you see in the plan. A few are almost finished, at least the garden and walkways are finished. We're waiting for the pavilions to get sandblasted and then put into place. So you'll be able to see those. And before I sign off, just a thanks to Jayadev Prabhu and Sachi Mata. Jayadev Prabhu got a unexpected insurance payment, and he donated some of that towards the production of Navabraja Mahima book, that book which I've been writing for a year and will be writing for another year, about New Brajadam. And Jayadev Prabhu's money has been going for maintaining the art department, and it will continue to do so up until the end of this year. After that, we'll have to look for some further finances for that, because we have an art department of 5 devotees now who are engaged in making some of the many 200 really detailed drawings that are going into the book, as well as the maps that are also part of, obviously, the parikrama. So a real thanks to the Jayadev Prabhu family, and thanks to all of those devotees out there who are at least thinking about participating in sponsoring other holy places here in New Brajadam. When all of those 14 holy places are in place, it will really make a stunning difference. Then the only thing we'll be missing is the reconstruction of Radha Shyamasundar's temple and making it look into a really Indian temple. And anyway, more about that at another time. Hare Krishna.